A Teacher Sent from God, January 2. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. At the time of Christ's first advent, darkness had covered the earth, and gross darkness the people. Truth looked down from heaven, and nowhere could discern the reflection of her image. Spiritual darkness had settled down over the religious world, and this darkness was almost universal and complete. All things proclaimed the urgent necessity on the earth of a teacher sent from God, a teacher in whom divinity and humanity would be united. It was essential that Christ should appear in human form, and stand at the head of the human race, to uplift fallen human beings. Thus only could God be revealed to the world. Christ volunteered to lay aside His royal robe and kingly crown, and come to this earth to show to human beings what they may be in cooperation with God. He came to shine amidst the darkness, to dispel the darkness by the brightness of His presence. The Father and the Son in consultation decided that Christ must come to the world as a babe, and live the life that human beings must live from childhood to manhood, bearing the trials that they must bear, and at the same time living a sinless life, that men might see in Him an example of what they can become, and that He might know by experience how to help them in their struggles with sin. He was tried as man is tried, tempted as man is tempted. The life that He lived in this world, men can live, through His power and under His instruction. Patriarchs and prophets have predicted the coming of a distinguished teacher, whose words were to be clothed with invincible power and authority. He was to preach the gospel to the poor, and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. He was to set judgment in the earth, the isles were to wait for His law, the Gentiles were to come to His light, and kings to the brightness of His rising. He was the messenger of the covenant, and the Son of righteousness. And when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son. The heavenly teacher had come. Who was He? No less a being than the Son of God Himself. He appeared as God, and at the same time as the elder brother of the human race. What He taught, He lived. What He taught, He was. His words were the expression, not only of His own life experience, but of His own character. Not only did He teach the truth, but He was the truth. It was this that gave His teaching power.